Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earl. This week has been a rough one because it is Art Basel week in Miami. So it's basically like the fashion week of New York for Miami. Everyone's down here. Every brand is throwing an event. We've been going out nonstop, and you guys have been writing in saying that you really want to hear how I met my roommate, Kristen. She's also my best friend. And I feel like this was pretty fitting because she is an artist. So she's been making these surfboards all week for Art Basel. Actually hasn't left her room. It's like a cave for like a week. But they're so cool. They're sitting over there. I'm going to show you guys what they look like. So I'm so proud of her. And I feel like it would be fun because we have a lot of funny stories together. And the story of how we met, it's not really like what you would expect. So I want to have her on and have you guys meet her. I know she's been on before, but it's never been just us two sitting down. And we're kind of like yin and yang. We're like polar opposites. So I feel like this will be fun for you guys to meet her. I was literally just sitting in my bed reading through my DMs from this past week's episode, Alex vs. Acne, and the stuff you guys have been writing in is so nice, and I don't know, I just keep crying. It makes me emotional because you guys are getting emotional, and thank you guys for all of the support. It's just nice to hear that I'm not alone with going through those struggles, and hearing what you guys have to say about the episode has just been so nice. So also, if you haven't listened to that, go listen to it. Last week's episode, Kristen and I went out last night and I was like, oh shit, like we have to wake up and podcast. We were literally sitting in the Uber coming back from going out last night and we were like, okay, we have to talk about this. We have to talk about this. Like, we were so excited. Our apartment right now is basically just a whole art studio / podcast studio. It is a disaster in here. You can't really see right now. This is like the one kind of clean part of our apartment is the window. So finally, we're bringing on the woman that everyone loves, definitely more than me. I post Kristen and everyone's like, she is an angel. Like, you need to stay friends with her. She's keeping you so grounded. I'm like, great. Everyone thinks I'm crazy. Everyone loves Kristen, but she really is the best and actually does keep me grounded and sane. So maybe you guys have a point, but let's bring her on. That's your cue, Kristen. Get over here. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Ki Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Ki was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Ki always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Ki's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair. So whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Ki's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at ki.com. That's Quay.com. Yay, Christy's here.
Yay, hello. Why am I waiting? I need to like not be nervous right now. Why am I nervous?
I don't know. Well, this is intimidating and I feel like it's like slept on. Like, I was recording with my mom and it like really was so awkward because she was like, Alex, I don't know how to speak right now.
I know.
Like, we're having a conversation, but there's like a really big setup over there, but we're just gonna ignore it.
Something about it just makes me like timid. Like, I'm like,
God, your toenail.
Don't stop. I thought you would miss that. I just like flapped it.
Anywho,
let's keep those up.
Let's tuck those dogs away. I'm breaking Kristen out of her cave right now because she's been working on her art all week. Yes. She's like Picasso grinding away.
Thank you. It's been a very long week with that, but I'm so excited.
Okay, and you know what makes me really emotional is that I think, like, so it's Art Basel week. Friday, Kristen is having like a little exhibit at the Fountain Blue for her art, and I like get the chills just thinking about this, because last Art Basel we were at this event and we were walking through, and Kristen was like, next year, like, I'm gonna do something for Art Basel. Like, she put it out there. Why am I getting the chills? I'm gonna cry. But like at your event, like, I'm probably gonna just start bawling my eyes out.
Thank you. I am very excited. I was bummed out because I didn't finish any work in time to like submit for like the actual art shows that are going on. So this is like a collab with me and the Fountain Blue, so it's like a great way to like do something for Basel without like having my own work in like art shows,
yeah,
which is the goal for next year.
Yeah,
but I'm very excited. I'm really bad at like receiving attention and praise, so I'm kind of scared for Friday.
No, it's gonna be like, so
I'm
good.
Gonna be so awkward.
All of our friends are going.
I know. I'm excited. I'm like wondering who's gonna be there that's not our friends. Like,
I don't know.
I'm fine if it's just our friends.
Art Basel goers, and
we'll
we like really did not want to get up and record today because we went out last night, and I knew it was going to be a crazy night. Like, I knew when we went out in the start of the night, I was just like, I know it's going to be a long one, but Kristen and I need to put our foot down sometimes, because yeah, we knew
when it was time to leave, and we had the Uber called and we were ready to leave. Like, we were so close to making the right call, and then we got peer pressure into going somewhere else that just like was not a vibe. Yeah. And it was like far away
at this new club opening, which is a new club. It's literally right down the street from our apartment, and it's really cool there. Like, it's a different vibe for Miami.
It was sick.
And we knew it was time to go home, but you know, you're with the normal like Miami celebrities that are always out. I guess like really big celebrities in general, mm-hmm, but there's always these ones that are creeping out of the woodworks at all of these events in Miami. We're like with them at this table, and then everyone's like, let's go to this next party. And I was like, you know what? It would really be responsible of us to just get in an Uber. We're one block away from home and like go to bed. And we didn't.
We were so close.
We didn't.
I also just like crossed the threshold last night that I did not mean to cross. Like, I woke up like hung, which was not the goal.
I was definitely drunky last night, like from the get-go.
There are things to do today, but alas.
This is my best friend since the beginning of college.
Yes.
I feel like, okay, we kind of told this in the very first episode of Hot Mess, how we like met and became friends. But I feel like we need to recap it in case anyone doesn't know.
Yes. So I slid in Alex's DMs.
She slid in
like February 2019. Because you followed me.
Yeah.
And I saw you had like 10K followers, and I was like, holy shit. And she had like the U Miami 23
famous
in her bio. And I was like, oh my God, like this girl looks so cool. And I was dying to go to UM, but I hadn't heard back yet. Or I got deferred. I did like regular decision and got deferred, which we addressed in the first episode. I was pressed about that. So I was still waiting to hear back, and it was my last school I was waiting to hear back from, and I was dying to go. So I was like, I'm just gonna like reach out to people from there. And so I slid in Alex's DMs, and I was like, hey girl, mm-hmm, like
she slid into Big Al's,
you seem so
DMs
cool. I'm pretty sure I was like, I love your pics. Like,
okay, well, Kristen slid in my DMs and she was like, I'm still not sure if I'm going to U Miami yet, but like I'm waiting to really make sure I get in and whatever. And I was like, wow, like this girl is stunning. I really hope she doesn't get in.
Oh,
I remember being like, okay, like low-key, like I feel like we could be friends, but I'm also like, she is so pretty and actually Barbie. And you know what we need to touch on right now is that Kristen's a bitch, because her hair is her hair. This like bleach blonde hair that she has is her natural color. Like, that's not dyed at all.
It gets lighter in the sun. Like, someone commented on my TikTok last night and was like, I think you're lying. And I was like, I'm not lying. I would never lie about that. That's such like a psycho thing to lie about your whole life. Like, imagine if I was just keeping up this like intense lie.
Well, I thought she was lying. We became friends at first, and I was like, okay, like be so for real. You did not pop out of the womb with like perfect Barbie blonde hair. So we literally would be like at pregames freshman year of college, and I would be sifting through her hair because I wanted to find like the roots where it was growing out.
Like,
so
it's,
I was like, I don't believe
underneath
her.
You've seen like when we tan, like I come inside and my, yeah, hair is like lighter. Like, it just happens every time.
She's a bitch. Like, I'm at the salon for 10 hours spending all this money, frying my hair off my head, and she like goes and lays out at the pool and comes back with like 10 shades of lighter hair, and I'm like, actually, F you, like, no, it's not okay.
Well, thanks, queen. I appreciate
but
it.
But anyway, just had to get that one off my chest.
She, now that that's covered,
yeah,
we can move on.
We were talking, we like Snapchatted, we did the initial like meetup freshman year, and Kristen was a shy little
caterpillar. She hasn't blossomed yet. My whole life I was very shy. And I don't know, I was just very intimidated by everyone. All of everyone that I met immediately was such like huge personalities, like not shy at all, like you, in the best way ever. And so I was like so scared, and like, I don't know, like when you're a shy person, you kind of just like shut down around those kind of people, especially when you're nervous, like trying to make friends and like make a good impression. So I was like kind of went nonverbal for the first week of college.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier, and you guys know how much I love to have a good time, and I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music, or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. So I don't think you guys understand, the first like week or month of freshman year, we would have these pre-games in the dorm, like you're just like hanging out on your twin beds and invite everyone to your room to like drink before going out. And Kristen would sit, like I specifically remember Kristen sitting like cross-legged, like arms wrapped around each other in the corner of the room. She like does this thing where she like twists her legs.
I don't pay attention, my legs are just like this all the time.
I'm gonna put photos right now because that's Kristen at all points.
If you saw that Victoria's Secret thing from Halloween, I did not want to be in that, for the record. And my legs are literally twisted around themselves. I look so awkward. If you want an example,
Kristen,
look at that.
Is always twisting
I'm
her
always
legs.
Twisted. Anyways.
And she's bent up in the corner. And, like, we're all having fun. But, like, everyone was kind of like, well, this girl, like, doesn't talk. Like, everyone was kind of really mean to Kristen.
They were. Okay, but I, like, did talk. Like, I was trying so hard, you guys. Like, I was really putting myself out there. I really, like, just because someone is shy does not mean they're not cool. You have to give them a chance. And it took me a sec to break out of my shell. But I literally just found texts a few days ago. I was trying to find something on my computer. And I found texts with my sister from freshman year. And I'm like, it's so sad, honestly. I'm like, I'm trying so hard, like, I don't know, like, what I'm doing wrong. Like, everyone is just leaving me out and, like, not, like, nice to me. Like, the only one that's nice to me is Alex. Like, I literally said that, like, multiple times. So anytime I texted her about anything, like, I saw all of them, she was like, what about Alex? Like, why don't you hang out with Alex? And I'm like,
Kristen, like, I remember everyone kind of being like, that girl Kristen, like, doesn't really talk. And you have to remember, this is like, we're meeting people for the first time, and like, no one really knows anyone. So like, they're like, maybe she's a weirdo, like, whatever.
Also, mind you, I did not party in high school.
Yeah, no, she didn't.
At all.
So like,
I was baptized by fire at the University of Miami that first week.
Yeah, Kristen's never seen alcohol, like, in her life. And
well, genuinely.
And we're going to these pre-games and like, she's just clammed up in the corner, and like everyone was like kind of really mean about Kristen, and I was like, guys, I think we need to give her a chance, like whatever. Eventually, like there I feel like everyone was everyone started to make plans without Kristen.
Guys, it's actually so fucking sad. These texts with my sister, like I said, and there's screenshots of me like texting the group chat being like, hey guys, like, do you want to go to that SAE thing tonight? Nobody responds, and then I see them all posting at the SAE thing, and I'm at home in bed.
So
I like get so sad thinking about that. Like, there was a time when that was like a big problem.
No, like this was actually like a big. So like Kristen was there in the beginning, and then Kristen kind of like dissipated.
Branched out, and then we found our way back to each other. We always remained friends.
Yeah, we always did, because I didn't feel I'm always like benefit of the doubt. Like, let's see it through with these people. Like, give them a chance, which sometimes is a bad decision, and I end up hanging around people for longer than I should, because I'm like, maybe they're like, just yeah. I don't like seeing people left out. Like, I genuinely, like, I was left out a lot in middle school and early high school, and like I was the shy one. Like, I remember I would like talk and everyone would just talk over me. Like, I was never like heard, and it took me a long time to be like confident in being myself. So I always have sympathy for people who are like shy and whatever. So me and Krista would always hang out. And I feel like one time that we really connected was we went to like the dining hall together.
Our dining hall sesh.
So like this is in the midst of like everyone kind of ditched Kristen because they were like, she's weird and doesn't talk.
Me and Al were still sneaking around. And
I was like, hey girl, like maybe we go to the dining hall together, because I felt bad, but like I also was friends with these girls, but I was like, this isn't like, we can't like bully this girl, you know, like whatever. So we go to the dining hall together.
Yeah.
And we had like a really big bonding session, like more than like small talk.
We bonded over our childhood trauma.
Childhood trauma came out over the like disgusting food at the dining hall,
over our styrofoam chicken patties.
I don't know, like it just made me see a different side to Kristen, where I'm like, she's so perfect, she's just shy, and like you were telling me that you were upset that you were like feeling left out and stuff. Yeah. So I was like, you know what, we're gonna fix this. So we had these pre-games still. Kristen would come, and Kristen was, because she's so pure and perfect, she was afraid to use a fake ID to get alcohol. So that was another thing, is
thought that if I like walked into Publix with a fake ID, the cops would come and arrest me. My luck would happen.
Yeah, theoretically, that's what's supposed to happen, you know? And yeah. Kristen's a rule follower, but we'd go to these pre-games, and you know when like there's a person that like never brings their own alcohol and steals it from everyone else, and you're like, that's like, always her.
That was giving me a bad look.
That was Kristen, but it was because she was afraid.
I had no idea.
She's not like cheap. Naive. Like, she's not trying to steal from us. Like,
no.
She'll send us a Venmo for the damn white claw, but like she was afraid to get it for herself.
That was such a problem at the beginning of school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would buy extra white claws and stuff. And like, I think you had like a pink little backpack that you would bring to pre-games. I don't know why.
I still have the exact backpack.
Yeah. It's Kristen's pink little like slouchy backpack she would bring to the pre-games. And I would like put extra white claws in there for her, so she didn't have to like feel weird about coming across the room to like take them. I would like hide them in the corner for Kristen.
You literally were saving me at the pregames.
I'm gonna cry.
That was such an issue for me, because I was like, oh my god, like I don't have anything to pregame with, but I have no way of like getting it. When my sister came to visit me for my birthday, which is in September, oh my god, another story about my birthday, I can tell. She bought me like an Armageddon of white claws to keep in my room. So the whole like underneath of my bed was just like cases of white claws. So I was stocked for the rest of the semester.
Then knowing your luck, the RA would like come in your room and be like, this fucking alcoholic bitch, like what's happening?
Seriously, I would have been kicked out, because you know. And another story where Al was the best person ever. I've been calling you Al so much recently.
I know.
Like, do you like that?
I do.
It was just like comes out. I don't know.
Big Al then Al. But yeah. I've never had a nickname before, so I love it.
I enjoy it. Anyways, I digress. It was my birthday, and I was staying at like the one hotel in South Beach with my sister, because I was like, I don't really have any, like, close friends. I remember this
because she was, like, posting up, and the one hotel is, like, the nicest hotel in Miami, and she's, like, posting up, like, looking so slay there, and I was like, damn.
No, I was literally like, oh my gosh, like, my birthday's coming, and I don't really know what I'm going to do for it. Like, I don't really have that many close friends yet, so I was like, my sister's coming down, and we're doing something together. I'm moving out for the weekend. And so I was staying there, but this guy texted me, terrible, that everyone was going to this place in Wynwood. And so I was like, okay, no. You know what? Like, I'm down to go.
No, this story's so sad.
No, it's so sad.
I forgot about this.
It's so sad.
Go, continue.
So I go to Wynwood, and I go to the place, and I was in there for a little bit, but it was kind of like everyone was, like, leaving to go somewhere else. And so we're all outside. I, like, met up with, like, the whole, like, squad there. I don't even think I knew y'all were going, no. But we just both were there. And everyone's leaving to go to the next location. And there's an Uber, and there's one spot left. Everyone's piled in the Uber, and me and Alex are standing on the street, and there's one spot left, and everyone's like, Alex, come on. And I'm like, it's my birthday.
Like,
and everyone's like, no, Alex, like, it's fine, like, come on.
This was actually, like,
it was so sad.
This is, like, mean girl core.
It was
Kristen's birthday. We're leaving one bar to go to another bar, and everyone's piled in the Uber, and also it's like, I feel like everyone always just piles in Ubers anyway. Like, no one's actually sitting in their seat with their buckle on.
Yeah, but I think it was a scenario where they were like, no, only one more person
only
can
one
come.
More person can come.
And you were like, I'm not going to, like, leave her. And literally everyone was like, no, it's fine. Like, come on.
Everyone in front of Kristen's face was like, Alex, just get in the car. Like, it's fine. Just leave her. And I'm standing there and I was like,
no.
And I stayed. And you was like, just go. Like, me and Kristen were like, find our own plan. But it was just
Kristen
alone on her birthday on the sidewalk, and everyone was like trying to convince me to just get in the car and leave her alone.
Yeah, that was a moment that I was like, you are like a true friend, a true, like, person. Like, I was like, I love this girl.
But, like, I don't even think if I was, like, your friend or not, like, I don't think I would have left someone sitting alone on the sidewalk, let alone on their freaking birthday. Like, I don't think I would have done that. Like, that's just, like,
oh my gosh,
really bad.
It was. But honestly, like, it was, like, the first month of school, which is always, like, weird, making friends and hard. Like, after that period of time, things started looking up. Hanging out more.
I feel like this is going to be really helpful for girls, because I get a lot of questions of girls who are like, I'm starting college, I don't know how to make friends. Like,
it's very scary. We sleep on that. Yeah, like, it's very hard. Like, when you're not, like, a naturally, like, outgoing, like, loud person, it's hard to put yourself out there and make friends. I really had to step out of my comfort zone, and I ended up, like, I'm not, like, shy like that at all, like, anymore. Like, you know? Like,
no, she's not. Just took her a minute. But
yeah, just took me a minute to get comfortable, and I still, like, I was still so happy, like, amidst that, just because I loved, like, college so much, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, it was all good, but
it took a minute.
Yeah.
The whole first semester of college, Kristen was out. Alex was in.
I came back around, like, later this semester, I feel.
And then sorority rush happened, and Big Al didn't make it into the cool sorority, and Kristen did with everyone else. So then all of a sudden, I got boofed out of the friend group. Like, then all of a sudden, like, the same people started to, like, low-key not text me for plans and, like, whatever. And I was like, oh my god, I'm on the outs now because I didn't make it into the cool sorority.
Oh my god, like, I have, like, the clearest memory of walking into the rush thing when you got dropped from the one, like, one of them. And you're like, it's fine, like, it's all good. Like, I just know I'll be in the other one now, like, it's cool.
Yeah.
And then I had come back.
And I got dropped.
And you were bawling, and I was so fucking sad. I didn't know what
to say. We were sitting in a classroom together during rush, like, you're in these little recruitment groups, and the only person I, like, knew in the room was Kristen, and I was hysterical, like,
oh my god,
bawling my eyes out, and you were like, it's okay, and I was like,
I was like, it doesn't even matter. And honestly, like, throughout college, like, I was, like, the one at literally everything being like, just come, like, it doesn't matter.
That's, like, the only reason that, so, like, after freshman year, continuing on, everyone's back at school sophomore year, Kristen would invite me to all the pregames. If it was, like, even sorority stuff, like, she would just tell me to come. And I was the annoying girl that was showing up to the sorority events that wasn't in the sorority. And everyone was like, can she get out of here?
But, and I was like, that was one thing I got, like, weirdly feisty about, was, like, you and, like, that scenario. Like, yeah. I would be like, I don't know, like, I'd be like, why? Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, she can come, like, whatever. Like, fine, I'll leave, you know? Like, it was just, like, I would be so aggressive about it. Yeah. Just because I was like, back off.
Yeah, like, so, like, Kristen had my back because I had hers freshman year. So then she like stuck up for me. I don't know. I feel like it was always like pregame going out settings and like maybe some pool days we'd hang out. But then junior year is when we got closer.
We started hanging out like a ton during end of sophomore year because then I came and stayed with you in Jersey the summer before junior year, which was fun. And like that's when I met your whole family and stuff for the first time.
Yeah.
And then junior year, we were literally glued the whole year.
Like, I don't think you guys understand. Me and Kristen like slept together.
We still had to sleep over every night.
Not slept together, but we slept in bed together every night. Like a big chunk of our friends went abroad, and then, or the girls I lived with went abroad, and then the girl that Kristen lived with had a boyfriend that, like, she
just wasn't there.
Kate, we're calling out.
I love you so much, but
she like disappeared off the face of the earth because she got a boyfriend. So it was just like us two together conquering the world. We would sit in bed every night together, go out every night together.
Like, I would wake up and like come up to your room, or vice versa.
Yeah, whoever we lived like first. Two floors apart, so it was like wake up and immediately was like in the elevator on the way to her room. I don't know. That was like, I think, when we got like super, super, super close, and then it was like best friend territory.
Definitely.
And then senior year, we lived together with six girls. Casa Amor.
Yes.
Obviously.
Casa Amor was, and Alex did not want to live in Casa Amor.
No, I was against it at first because I was like, there's no way that six girls are going to live in a house together. It's not going to be a shit show. Like, we're not going to fight. I was like, this house, like, I was like, I don't even think like we're going to have room to walk around.
Oh my God, that was so stressful too, because it's so hard to find a house. And I was the only one like in communication with the realtor, like trying to figure it out. And it was during finals week. And it's like a situation where like the house comes available and you have to sign the lease like that day or it's gone. And so I was trying so hard to sell everyone on the house. Like, in one day, I literally made like a packet. Remember, I made like a 10-page packet for everyone to give to their parents of why we should live in the house.
Yeah, Kristen made like a literal whole document of like why we need to live in Casa Amor. And I was like, bitch, I don't know.
And we did.
But then we did. And honestly, best decision of my entire life. I would still live there now if we could. And Kristen and I had a Jack and Jill room. So basically, that means it's like two rooms that are connected by like a joint bathroom. So I think our joint bathroom was our first, like, I don't know, our first experience living together, how we were as partners.
Although the bathroom was, like, objectively so good.
No, the bathroom was really bad.
Like, without us in there, it was not, like, a great bathroom, you know?
Yeah, it was, like, small. Our toilet was a child's toilet.
It was
on the floor. And it was a children's toilet, and sometimes it couldn't handle all that we were given it,
and it would just break.
It would break all the time. Like, we would literally like pee and the toilet would break.
Yeah, we would do nothing and the toilet would break, honestly. Yeah. And the landlord's like, what are you guys doing to it? And I'm like, I promise, like, we're not putting it through that much stress. Like,
we would have plumbers at points where, because we had like a house with all these girls, and if we had people over, like, our bathroom was
the
closest to the living room. So, like, it would be the, like, party bathroom. So, it would just, at sometimes, it would get a little crazy in the toilet. And it would break. And then people would just keep going to the bathroom. And the plumber came one time and actually, like, he, like, looked at us and was like, he was like, this is disgusting. And we were like, I'm so sorry.
But that, like, that wasn't a good example of our, like, cleanliness. Because it was always pretty bad in there.
It was disgusting.
It was, you know, like a nice bathroom, you're like, it's easy to keep nice, but like a crusty bathroom, like, it's kind of hard to keep it like nice.
Like, we had a shower curtain that like didn't really like fit. I feel like it was like too small.
It was way too short.
So like you would shower and just the whole floor
would be flooded.
Soaked. And I guess like the cheap bath mats that we got from like Amazon didn't work either, because like they would be soaked and moldy. Oh my God. And just all of our products. This is when I started to get a lot of like skincare and makeup products all in the bathroom.
There was like two shelves in the middle that was just like a literal like Sephora of products at all times.
And I don't know. It was a little crazy in our bathroom, but I don't know. It's okay.
It was
not
all
like that now.
The bathroom was like a bridge from like my safe space to like the dungeon.
We called my room the dungeon because it was quite literally, there was not a window in the room, and it was mountains of just everything on the floor. Like, there was no floor of my room. So like, it, as you go from Kristen's nice room with her surfboards and her palm trees, you turn the
corner, my ambient lights,
and then you know, it starts to get a little creepy in the bathroom. You're like, ooh, a little like, moldy mat, a little hairball over here.
Things are shifting.
And then you walked into my room and it was disgusting. I'm surprised that you said yes to living with me this year after that year.
Well, I feel my dungeon. Like, I feel like I know that you're like, you're not gross. Like, you're messy.
I'm messy.
You're not like a gross person.
Yeah.
Maybe
there's a difference.
Maybe there's a false narrative about that.
Yeah.
I think people think you're Just kidding. Never mind. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's so dramatic about it. Like, you're not like gross. You're just messy.
Yeah, there's a difference. Like,
you're a hot mess.
It's not. Please, it's not like the person that like you don't want to touch because it's like
exactly,
she stinks and
exactly.
She doesn't shower. Like, I'm always so clean,
and I also like my whole life
messy.
Have not been like a super neat clean person by any means. Like my whole like literally life until college, my room was like that at all times. Clothes everywhere, like 30 cups on my nightstand, like always. And then I feel like in college, like living in smaller spaces, I like started to like adapt to being like cleaner. And now I'm like really like clean and neat, and I never have been like that.
Yeah.
So,
but I feel like we need to describe to them how like we live together.
Yeah.
Like how we are as roommates. Okay. I will say neither of us are neat freaks. Like,
no, not at all.
If there's like right now we have a lot of dishes in the sink,
yeah.
But like we're fine with letting that sit there for a day or two and then we get it done. But like, I've lived with like Sarah before where it's like if there was a dirty plate on the counter for like 1 second,
Sarah's
it was like
an army general.
She was up there with the mop, like getting that shit off. Like, we are like okay with like understanding that like we can clean. I'm worse, okay? I will take the credit. I'm definitely the messy roommate in this case. But
like, you're not like annoyingly messy in any way to me, you know? Like, there's not like you're, I don't know.
There's just a lot of stuff around all the time.
You have one fatal flaw.
What?
As a roommate.
Wait, I don't... What are you about to say? What?
It's the one thing is every time you make tuna, you leave it out. That's your one fatal flaw. And it's not like the dishes. Like, I feel like you make stuff, then you, like, rinse it off and, like, put it away. But for some reason, every time you make tuna, it sits out for 3 days.
Okay.
That's like a universal law. Like, when you make tuna, like, you, like, clean that shit up.
Tuna
it
salad
stinks.
Specifically.
Tuna salad.
So I've had, like, really an obsession for tuna salad recently. And.
But something about the tuna salad, you're like, let me just leave that there for days on end.
I do. I don't know. It's not on purpose. Maybe, like, I want to just sniff it when I go into the kitchen.
Yeah, you were like, it doesn't smell bad. What
do
you mean?
I don't think tuna salad smells bad.
That is, like, a universally, like, stanky smell.
Like, I'll make tuna salad. I'll make tuna salad, and I come into Kristen's room, and I, like, try to eat it.
And I'm like...
And she's telling me I have to... I will sit outside, like, across the hall and, like, eat my tuna salad, but, like, with her door open, so I can still be a part of hanging out with her.
That's, like, I matured from that though, because I one time have this clear memory when I lived with Kate that I ate tuna salad in bed, and she was like, Kristen, like, that is foul. And I was like, really? And so I'm like, okay, like,
it's
my brain
not.
Rewired.
Tuna salad is so good. And, like, but it
but
does
not, maybe not your living quarters.
It does just happen that, like, every time I make tuna salads, the day that I don't do the dishes.
And this ends up sitting there and marinating for hours.
I think it's still in the sink right now.
You left tuna salad out before you left on that, like, literally month-long trip, and I was like,
well, I did.
When I was out of town as well. So I didn't know until I got
back.
So I got back and it had been marinating for like 6 days. It's okay though. I still love you. That's your one flaw is the tuna. But I can look past that.
Okay.
It's okay.
Thanks. I'll get better about it. Well, let me tell you about your flaw. I don't think I have one.
I'm like, really, my heart just froze.
I'm really trying to think of something right now, but.
Well,
like, the
great.
Only thing is maybe sometimes, but, like, this hasn't actually been bad recently, is, like, Kristen's art she does in the apartment. There's been points where, like, I think this happened once really bad in Casa Amor.
I
don't think it's
everywhere?
Really happened here, but...
Oh, because I
used
the laundry room as my stew?
No.
Oh.
No. When you do the things with the spray.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
One day, Kristen got her whole house actually high off these chemicals because
which is
she
so
was
bad.
Doing it in the furthest corner of the house that she possibly could, so you think it wouldn't, like, smell by my room, but, like, I was like...
Osmosis, man. Or is it diffusion? I don't fucking know.
I don't know what osmosis is. I was just going along with it.
I definitely don't think it's that. So.
Osmosis, man.
Osmosis, get along with this. Dude, but yeah,
get high from Kristen's chemicals.
I had an existential crisis this summer about that because I would always like carelessly spray paint. And then I saw that this Miami graffiti artist died from that. He got cancer from the spray paint fumes. And so I literally haven't used it since. I'm like, I'm too scared. I mean, I would always wear like one of those masks.
She has like a gas mask that she wears when she's Walter painting. White mask. But then we're walking around the house and I'm like, give us a gas mask. She like
doing it inside is a big no. I don't know why I did that. Because I would just be like working out something. I'd be like, oh, just a little bit like there. Like, it's fine.
And yeah, no, it was really bad.
I've never done that here, though.
You have the mask, though, that's from, is it like The Conjuring that the grandma wears? And it's like, do you know what I'm talking about? That's the mask that Kristen wears. Kristen and I are best friends, but we're actually like, couldn't be different of human beings, I think. Yeah, in some ways.
We overlap on all the right things.
Yeah. We're like yin and yang.
Yeah, we are. We yin and we yang.
Kristen's like soft, aesthetic, beachy, like sweet, nice. Like even when she talks, like your voice is so nice. I'm like monster bitch. Like I don't know.
You're just like crazy. Yeah. In the best way.
But I don't know. I always say Kristen, I like think I have been really attracted to her. Attracted to her as like a best friend because you're so similar to Ashton, my sister, who's like obviously my other best friend. And you're just like the same as Ashton. You give off the same energy. Ashton. Like you guys are just like soft and slow and sweet.
You attract like docile people.
I do.
Like BB.
Even like docile. BB is, that's what we call NFL man Braxton. We call him BB.
Yeah.
Like he is just like BB. Angel, like perfect. And like, I, cause I can't be around someone who's as like crazy and devilish as me. It will never work.
You have a thing for North Carolinians.
I do.
We've discovered.
That's also something that's so crazy and we see.
And I'm KK and he's BB.
Yeah.
From NC.
So Kristen is from North Carolina. Braxton's also from North Carolina.
So the common denominator here is North Carolina.
Yeah. She's KK, he's BB. There's a lot of weird, like, invisible string things with Braxton, I will say. Ooh. Yeah.
I love invisible string.
Like, invisible string theory, like, maybe we'll get into that another time, but there's so many weird things that I'm like, we've been connected for years.
Okay, let's back it up.
Yeah, and Kristen, I will say, Braxton's the first boyfriend I've ever had that, like, hangs out with my friends, like, even, like, besides me, or, like, he'll call Kristen or text Kristen, and, like, I don't know, it's, like, having him hang out with us feels like another friend. Yeah. I don't know.
That's although, like, I have been your DTW for 3 boyfriends.
What's that mean?
Your designated third wheel.
Oh, designated third wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always there. One thing about me is I always will be there with you and your boyfriend.
Because for me, like, I can't stand, like, it really bothers me when people get boyfriends and then drop off the face of the earth and, like, ditch their friends.
You're so good about that.
So, like, Kristen's always, what did you say, the DTW?
The DTW.
Okay, the designated third wheel. Because I'm like, if we're doing something, we're obviously bringing Kristen. Like,
yeah, I'm always there.
There's times Braxton's like,
dates and hey, plans.
Like, maybe we should, like, go out to dinner Saturday night. And I'm like, so, like, can Kristen come too? Like, obviously, like, she's going to be there.
That's
so
funny. Yeah. When's the day going to come that you're my DTW?
I don't know.
Never.
Kristen's, like, really good about setting standards for guys. And, like, she, like, we need to, like, applaud this more. Like, she has a standard, and she's, like, if someone doesn't meet it, she's, like, done. Like, that's why, like, you haven't had a boyfriend in a minute, but
yeah,
it's in a good way. Like, she has standards that, like, other girls are just, like, well, man, I want a boyfriend or, like, whatever. Like, they see past it. Kristen's, like, if he's literally not, like, 10 out of 10, bye.
But, okay, we say that,
but
the few and far between that I do give the time of day just suck. So,
yeah, the ones that she does have stick around are
but kind there's of been literally like none of those. So
yeah,
but
they're just like
I just am very picky.
Yeah, she's very picky and she's very good with that. But the one boy that she did pick in college was very bad. But that's okay because I was a freshman.
I was
year.
Young and naive. It's yeah, okay. It's I was fine. Fresh out it of happens. A relationship. It happens. It's all good.
It happens. Yeah,
we Kristen, all have our moments of weakness.
Kristen can't have a boyfriend actually because I'm her.
You're my
husband.
Hubby.
We always say so like. You know, when it's like in a relationship, the guy will like do things for the girl, like he'll order stuff or he'll like, if something's wrong, like he'll speak up about it. Like we go out and Kristen orders food, and like if she's like, if the waiter, so say Kristen, for example, is like, can I have the mac and cheese? And he's like, oh, okay, like a tuna salad. And like, she,
or if he's like, oh, do you want like American or cheddar? I'm like, look to Alex. Yeah, yeah. Like,
she looks at me for approval before like, ordering all the time. Like, we will literally be out and like, he's like, so what do you guys want to eat? She like looks at me and she's like, so what should we get? I'm like, Kristen, like
my hubby.
I am the hubby.
We're both hubby though. We both call each other hubby.
So we have like a lot of hubby vacations because very grateful, but for work I get to travel a lot and go on trips, and obviously Kristen's my designated trip partner, my DTP. My DTP. She's also my DTP, so it's always like our hubby vacations, we call them. They're our honeymoons. And
we've honeymooned in so many places now.
How we
many?
Have
Key Largo was the first one.
Key Largo.
Super Bowl
was Arizona.
LA,
Vegas,
Montauk. I feel like I'm missing one. New York.
There's like way more, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And they're all perfect. Have they all not been perfect?
We literally will do like couple things together, like couple massages at the spa, and we're like just our hubby things. Probably my favorite honeymoon that we've had though would be the Super Bowl.
I think mine is too. I was thinking about this recently. Like, all of them are great, but I think that one, that was just such, like, a fun, like, packed, crazy weekend. We went to Fashion Week first in New York.
Yeah.
It's also crazy. We were just, like, in school at this time.
Yeah.
Like, bye. Like, we're going to Fashion Week on Wednesday.
And then, so we're in New York, and we really want to go to the Super Bowl. The only tickets that we could get on this big-ass flight to Arizona were, I was in the last row of this plane, and it was one of the, like,
and we went to Chicago first.
10 rows across.
I forgot about that.
That was funny.
Yeah, so we went to New York for, like, 24 hours, and then we went to the Super Bowl. Which was crazy.
Kristen,
I never would have dreamed that like I'm going to the Super Bowl, just like not even a team I like is playing, like just for fun.
Like that was insane.
Amazing. And I love you.
Love you for coming, DB. Kristen and I always find ourselves in like such niche situations with such like celebrities or famous people.
And it's so
just
funny.
Us two.
It's so funny because I'm like, what business do I have to be here? You know,
like we're literally like, what are we
doing?
You've
said this before. Like, you're like, why am I with all these famous people? But like, if you think that, like you are like a famous person, like,
no, I'm not.
Imagine like, how I feel. Like, what business do I have being there? None.
And
it's
the
just
Super
funny.
Bowl in particular. So the suite we were in for the Super Bowl was with
every rapper known to man.
So
every
like,
rapper on earth.
Rappers, the City Girls were there. Sweetie
was
there.
It was awesome.
And like, just us. Like,
and then
we were, couldn't be more out of place. Like,
it was so fun though. Like, we had the best time ever.
We were like, what are we doing here? And we tried to have like conversations with everyone because we're trying to be friendly.
Yeah. Should we tell the Kevin? No, we're not gonna say the name.
We had a little bit of a blonde girl, white girl.
We had a blonde girl moment. So,
blonde girl, white girl moment. This was really embarrassing.
So to set the stage, when we get there and it's just us and all of these rappers, first of all, one thing about Alex is she does not know one famous person. Like, that is just something she does not know.
Yeah, like, I
can
be like,
they
know that.
I can be like, oh,
don't know any actors, singers, like celebrities.
Literally.
Like, if there was people to know,
if they're TikTok people, you know them.
TikTok people, but like anything actual pop culture, I have no
she
idea.
She doesn't know.
But there would be, I think, like, I knew the City Girls, obviously.
Oh yeah, that's, like, you love
that's
like
my type of music, like Nicki Minaj, Sweetie. So like, that's actually the one thing I do nichely know. But like, all the other rappers, I'm like, I have no idea who's here. Kristen,
literally any famous person ever, I'm like, oh yeah, you know that like actor that's like in literally everything as one.
We were also
Oscar.
With like Cher and Nick Jonas.
Yes, like insane.
We were like,
why
what are
I
we
there?
Doing here? Like, why are we sitting with these people? Love them, like,
love
but
them
why
so
are we
much.
Here? We don't deserve this.
It's so funny. So, anyways. I was kind of like telling her like who everyone is, and there's this one guy who like I kind of remembered like from childhood having a reputation of just being kind of like intimidating and like scary.
He was scary.
And we were kind of picking up those vibes. Like, he's kind of just like in the corner, like not fucking with anyone, like not talking to anyone. His friends like come up and like talk to him, and he's just kind of like, you know, like,
he
no,
was
he was nonverbal in the corner. And Alex was like, oh, like, I'm going to make him my best friend.
Because
Al likes a challenge.
For me, I love a challenge, one, and two, a lot of the times I don't know who these people are, so like I don't care, or like I don't care if you're if you're such a big celebrity. Like, I just, I don't know. I'm like, come on, like, let's have a little fun. Like, I'm trying to, like, poke him, like, and bring him out of his shell, because this is, like...
You literally, like, I'm going to break him out of his shell.
No, it's like, I want to make this guy laugh.
There's an older woman sitting in front of him, and the only time I heard him speak words the whole night was when he'd be like, you good, mama? Like, how's it going, mama? Like, you good, mama? And so me and Alex were like, oh my god, like, that's so sweet. Like, you brought me, he brought his mom. Like, that's so sweet.
So I go up to him, and me and Kristen, I'm like, I have my intro, like, here we go. And I was like, oh, like, that's so sweet, you brought your mom. This
he literally, like, slowly cocks his head and is like,
looks at me, and he's like,
that is not my mother. And we were like,
he was just using lingo, like, yeah, like, yeah, like, mama, like whatever.
Yeah. And then so he's just, like, looking at us, like, and then he just starts dying laughing. And he's like, it's like an expression, like a phrase, you know, like, ha-ha, like, I like you guys. And we're like, yes,
we made it in, because I'm a dumb blonde white succeeded. Girl. It was like, I have no idea what he's saying.
Dude, that was so funny. I just, like, the second you said that and he, like, had that reaction, I was like, oh my god, we're idiots.
No, we are idiots. Actually, like, couldn't have been more of an idiot. Oh my God, but it worked so out. Funny. He gave a giggle, and then he went back to his death glare.
And then we were friendly. I think we could say we're friends now.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the night, we had, like, the sickest plans lined up.
Yeah, so after the Super Bowl, the Chiefs win, and they're like, this party, yeah, this party,
here,
whatever.
We're doing this, and this, and we're like yes. Hell yeah, fun night ahead. We go back, and we order food, which I also don't know why we order food, because if I remember correctly, I ate, like, an actual metric ton of Raising Cane's at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we did eat so much food, but obviously we wanted soup. So much Raising Cane's,
but obviously we wanted soup.
We're big soup girls.
Because that's another thing that I think we sleep on. My family, if they were here to attest, like, I have been addicted to soup my whole life.
Me too.
I would, like, write stories about soup, and, like, I have to find, like, no, I'm not even kidding. Like, there's, like, a drawing that was hanging in my pantry that was called The Chronicles of Soup that I made, because I was the only thing I ate.
You made a story called The Chronicles of Soup?
I did. Okay. Oh, my God.
See, like, sometimes she's so weird.
I know, in the best way. Okay, I was a child. I know. And it was my favorite food.
I'm kidding. But I am a soup girl, too.
So, yeah, so naturally we ordered soup.
We ordered ramen noodles.
And next thing I know, I wake up, like, 2 hours later, Alex is face down in her ramen next to me. I'm, like, still in my outfit, so confused, and we just have completely slept through the whole night.
We slept through the whole party. My face was in the bowl of ramen
The
noodles.
Ramen was, like, spilled on the bed, and I was just like, oh.
And we did not go to any Super Bowl after parties.
We didn't go to anything, which is so disappointing. But yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
But it was a fun weekend anyways.
We had so much fun besides that.
We did. I ran into... So my ex-boyfriend was there at the time, and I had posted on TikTok. Okay, so this... Kristen and I have a dynamic of, like, I want to, like, do something bad, and Kristen is, like, the one who's like, Alex, don't do it. So yeah. I posted on TikTok, get ready with me, and I was like, I'm in the mood to start something tonight. Like, I'm in the mood to start some drama. And it was because my ex-boyfriend was there and was texting me and was like, come hang out with us at whatever. And I was like, maybe we should, whatever. And then it turns out spiraling, like, 6 months later, because there was also some conspicuous drama around the Super Bowl with me and Braxton, which is just, like, a complete lie and was, like, really annoying. So everyone took this get ready with me that I'm, like, talking to Kristen. I'm like, should I start some drama? Which I mean,
you can, like, hear me in the back, like, no.
Which, I mean, like, makes sense, I guess, to, like, an outside viewer. I would be like, yeah, that's probably what she's fucking talking about. But...
No, yeah. Alas, it was not that.
Alas, it was not, and so then, no drama.
So the Super Bowl was just awesome.
Great.
And then the next day that we left, we were both, like, cripplingly hung.
Like, we were delusionally hungover.
We were also, like, sick, remember? Like, I was sick, I remember, and so it was just, like, all around terrible, and we had to drive, like, 2 hours away, although we were so lucky, we flew home with someone that we met randomly.
Randomly was like, I'm going back to Miami and have a private jet and you guys can come. Does this happen to us?
I don't know, it was awesome. I was like, yes, I would love that. And so we drove, like, 2 hours. That was when the cows and the field were driving to the desert, and there's, like, a neighborhood of houses up on a hill, and I was like, oh my god, cows.
And we were like,
you're like, babes. No.
Wait. It was cows, right?
No, it was houses. I'm blind.
Oh.
Yeah, one thing about me is I'm blind. Okay. But anyways, we get to the plane and I am like so just on my deathbed. I just look terrible. It's like one of those like hungovers where everyone's just kind of like, oh, like you look like miserable. Yeah, and I'm like, really yeah, sick. I'm like not having this. I'm green in the corner, like sweating. And so we're sitting at like a table. And they whip out this, like, Monopoly card game.
Yeah, it was, like, Monopoly, but instead of, like, the board, it was, like, a shortened versions for cards. So we didn't know it. We had to learn it.
Yeah, and it was, like, you know when, like, you're, like, sober, like, fully, like, clear mind, it's so annoying getting explained, like, the rules of a card game. Like, you're just, someone's explaining it to you, and that's just, like, over your head, and you're just, like, nothing happening in here. So imagine this like complicated Monopoly game and you're so hungover and like shivering in the corner, like dying. And they're so into it. The people we were with were so into it. And you got really into it as well.
It was really good.
And I was not having it. I didn't process the directions, so I had no idea what was going on. I didn't want to try to play. I wanted to like sit there with my eyes closed in a ball. And I was like, every time it would get to me, I would just like do like something that just like didn't make sense. And everyone's like, oh, well, you should have done this, and, like, corrected me, and I'm just like, I don't care.
I do not care. We were playing this Monopoly game, and it was, like, rule number, like, one, and she would just, like, keep fucking it up and keep doing it, and everyone was like,
I'm like, guys,
girl, like, come on, and she was like, ugh. I'm like, everyone else was, I got really into it.
You were really into it. You were.
Very competitive person, and I don't know, like, it was a great game. Kristen struggled bust on the way home from and the Super
game,
Bowl, though.
That game started before the plane took off and did not end until it landed, so.
Yeah, we played Monopoly for 6 hours, and Kristen was hungover and wanted to shoot us all in the head.
But you know what? There are definitely worse situations to be in, so it's okay. At the end of the day,
at least we were on a private jet.
Yeah, it's all good, but I was kind of miss.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Going off of that, talking about being like jealous or competitive, like I'm a competitive person, but I feel like people wonder sometimes with, well, I guess friends in general, some friends get like very jealous and competitive and like, I don't know, dealt with that a lot. Mm-hmm. Weird people.
Yeah. That's just like the farthest thing from any feeling I would ever have towards you. Like that just has never been a thought in my mind.
But either of us, like, I feel like we're good friends in the sense of like, we both have our own things going, like own careers. And like, we love to like hype each other up and like, I don't know. Kristen's like my biggest supporter actually.
Literally everything you're at, like I'm the mean girl's mom. Like,
Kristen's actually like my biggest fan and supporter, so I don't know, like I feel like that's a good, what am I trying to say, that's like a key to like having a good friendship and relationship, I don't know, is like supporting each other, because there are friends who are like weirdly competitive and like guys, anything. Like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like we're, like, very good at, like, wanting the best for each other.
Yeah. I want absolutely
because we're obviously a married couple.
We are. You're my hubby. I'm so happy for everything that you do.
And I'm so happy for everything that you do.
Like, I genuinely, like, am beaming at any time you have something. Like, it's, no, that's just, and that's how it should be. Like, you should be genuinely, like, filled with excitement anytime something like that's happening.
I was at this event last night, and there was, like, a little, like, carpet moment. They were asking questions, and first of all, those questions that they ask, like, you have no idea, just any of the, it's the social clips that you see of people from carpets, like, it's not talked about enough how horrible and scary those are. Like, they're actually like, hey, so what's your name? And I'm like, Tiffany. Like, I have no idea. And they are asking me these questions. I'm giving the dumbest answers ever. Like, I actually sound like a dumbass. And they finally ask me, they're like, so, like, what are you looking forward to most this week? And I was like, I went on a tangent about Kristen's art event on Friday. I'm like, so my best friend, my roommate, like, so last art Basel, she like really wanted to do this event. And like, I'm rambling on and the girl behind the camera is like, wrap it up, like, bitch, like, let's go. And I'm like, and she has these really cool things. She's painting these like Frank Sinatra-esque pieces, like on these surfboards. She does oil paintings. Like, she does oil paintings. So cool. Like, I'm rambling on and everyone is like kind of looking at me behind the camera. And I think I spent like 10 minutes answering this question. Footage. So if this magazine social post it on TikTok, one, I'm gonna be embarrassed if they post the other questions, but if they post this one, it'll be fun for us all to laugh at, because I was really excited, and I'm like getting so emotional, and everyone's like, girl, like, get off, like, move.
I was like, pack it up.
Pack it up.
We don't care about your brand.
But yeah,
that's so sweet.
That's Alex and Kristen.
You. Like, yeah, did we hit all the bases, you think?
I don't know, there's definitely more bases.
Yeah, we could go on all day.
We can't give them everything in one, yeah, in one spiel.
You're right. We just, like, notoriously are the best. I have not one bad thing to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it was just a natural progression of, yeah, becoming best friends and supporting each other from the beginning. Yes, we really did support each other from the beginning.
We really did. Which is
she
great.
She was down, I was down. We were picking each other up. We were
picking each other up, and look at us now.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for all of our adventures to come.
I know.
We're going to be...
Do we have any more honeymoon trips planned?
Not that I know of.
We can make some.
Oh my goodness, we have no trips.
We gotta get on that.
They'll come for sure. Next week we have my birthday.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Which I
birthday queen.
Love my birthday. Like, some people don't like their, yeah, birthday.
That's like, I hate my birthday.
Yeah, Kristen doesn't like her birthday.
Like I said, I hate like receiving attention. So like,
my birthday, I think about it all year until the next one comes around. Like,
which
I,
is so amazing. Like, that's gonna be so fun.
Last year my birthday, we had a lot of fun. We'll save this, yeah, for next week's episode, because I think that, of course, knowing me, I planned a whole day of plans for my birthday, and all of our friends are going to be there. So I'm thinking of trying to film the whole day for Hot Mess. I think that could be fun, like, take everyone along with me. We sent out the invites for my birthday party today. So more to, yeah, come next week.
That's gonna be
and
amazing.
I guess we'll like fill you guys in next week if we do end up going to Vegas for a day.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know what that's gonna be about.
I never thought I would like go back to Vegas twice in the same like 3 weeks.
Vegas is scary, but we have a lot of fun. We had, yeah, a lot of fun on our last
trip. I loved it. I loved it. After our senior trip to Vegas, I was like, I'm never stepping foot here ever again. But I had the best time ever. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll come here.
We
next
love
weekend.
Vegas.
Oh my gosh, this is so fun.
Well, that was Kristen, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Of course.
The Earl girls love you. Everyone likes Kristen better than me. Stop. Everyone's like Kristen.
Everyone
Kristen
gasses
makes
me up
my
too
reputation
much.
Better because I'm the walking hot mess, and then Kristen's there, and they're like, "Well, she hangs out with her. She must be like a good Stop. Person or something. Like, she must be okay because she's hanging out with her." So thanks, Kristen, thanks. For helping my reputation.
Everybody
all the
gasses
time.
Me up too much. It's not.
You don't get enough gas.
Stop. Okay. I love you. All right.
Bye.
Are we yin and yanging?
That was a heart. Bye. Oh my God, we're losers.
I'm crying.
So we've made it to Kristen's art exhibit. Here it is, her big boards over here. She's like Picasso. This is the photo she was looking at for this one. This is so good. And look at this whole cool full room that we're in. Like, I am just so proud of her. I cannot believe she did all of this. Kristen's sister is coming right now. She has actually no idea that she flew here from South Carolina, and she's about to walk through the door and surprise her. And like, I'm freaking out because Kristen's gonna like freak out and cry, so we have to get her reaction.
Three, two, one.
Yeah. Oh, you're good. I'm good.